Remodeling a bathroom or 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource. With a great selection of kitchen and bath products, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Find hot deals on everything you need to complete your summer projects. This week during Menards Project Day Sale. Brighten any room in your home with exquisite chandeliers by Patriot Lighting. The 9-light Grenadier chandelier comes in an oil-rubbed bronze finish with white linen glass, only $119. The 6-light Juno chandelier illuminates any room with its 5 up lights and 1 down light. In a beautiful brushed nickel finish with flat opal glass, only $129.
Money at Menards.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers can't tell you everything people say when they first get behind the wheel of a new Hyundai. Why? Well, take for instance, the Sonata.
Lane departure warning, touchscreen nav, hands-free smart trunk. Holy.
Or the Elantra.
Remote start on my phone, Sirius XM, Bluetooth, Pandora, and a rear view camera.
And then there's the fact that every Hyundai comes backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
And America's best warranty. Son of a...
Learn more today at your local Hyundai dealer. And just a suggestion, maybe leave the kids with the in-laws? Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months. Or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 bonus cash and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
115.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp with a new coaching staff, a new front office, and infusion of new players. You don't want to miss a minute of our coverage on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. NFL News to start this afternoon. Tom Brady's 4-game suspension upheld today by Commissioner Roger Goodell. Players Association and Brady will take the lead to court on that. Brady's agent Don Yee today called the league's appeal process, quote, a sham. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, better news for his suspension. It's reduced from 3 games to 2 today. Bears are in the news as well. They signed defensive lineman David Carter to a 1-year deal, announced the signing of receiver and kick returner A.J. Cruz to a 3-year deal, and waived former Illini linebacker Jonathan Brown. Ryan Pace, with camp opening up tomorrow, expects things to get more physical in Bourbonnais.
With Coach Fox, we've talked about it a lot. So, yeah, you're limited by the rules. But we expect a physical camp. You can still see a linebacker come downhill and blow up an ISO. You can still see the physicality of the game and guys that thrive in that environment.
Ryan Pace on the Bears website today. Players report to Bourbonnais tomorrow. Cubs try to take their second in a row tonight as they host Colorado for their second of 3 in that series. Joe Maddon not worried about the deadline for now.
I'm guilty of some things. I get so focused on today, I'm not even worried about this trade deadline personally. That's up to Theo and Chad what they want to do. My job is to manage the game tonight. As soon as we get done, I'm going to go on my bike ride and go think about tonight's game, like you're talking about, who's going to pitch in the latter part of the game. It's about today, man, and that's where people get confused sometimes. If you take care of the seconds, the minutes, the hours, and the days, take care of themselves. So I'm just worried about today.
SpiegelandGolf.com to hear that interview in full. Second of 3 against Colorado tonight. Dallas Buehler, the starter in this one. Yoervis Medina, the Cubs' bullpen arm, has been optioned to Iowa to make room for Buehler. White Sox try to make it 6 in a row this evening. They're in Boston playing the Red Sox in Fenway. Jeff Samardzija takes on Wade Miley in the pitching matchup there. Trade deadline, under 72 hours to go until that reaches. Deals getting done today. Ben Zobrist heads from Oakland to Kansas City. The A's get a couple prospects back there. Cole Hamels watched. The Phillies said today that Hamels won't make his Thursday start and that they want all final offers on the table by Wednesday afternoon. Breaking news on the score brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. And let U.S. Bank take you out to the ball game. Enter to win White Sox tickets at U.S. Bank, a location between now and August 16th. For locations, go to usbank.com. See local branch for official contest rules. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 5:35, when the Sox take on the Boston Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the BMW Championship at Conway Farms Golf Club in Lake Forest. Visit BMWChampionship.com.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
We heard from Mike Francesa initially saying how much he disliked the CBS Sports Minute.
One of the great wastes of airspace.
If you're going to do these commentaries, what's with the initials?
I'm DA.
I wouldn't know who you are if you walked in the studio and you're going to tell me the initials. Jeez, I hate these commentaries. They drive me nuts.
Yar!
Then John Kincaid came to DA's defense.
If I find out it annoys him, I may go by JK even more often. Come on, folks. Lighten up, Francis.
Oh! Boys! Boys!
Old Stripes reference in there, too.
He did.
Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Today, Mike Francesa was asked about what John Kincaid said.
Bring it on. When they have a little success, they can talk. Until then, just be quiet.
When they're number one for 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really worried about all of them. Bring it all on. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go.
That's it. It's go time.
Wow. That's why he's the Pope.
Put my mic on!
That caller's got to towel off after that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Mike, you've been number one for 30 years. I mean, you're the best.
Well, it's always either that guy or the people trolling him. He only gets two calls on that show.
I think the Rangers got to go out and get Jason Giambi.
You guys are wasting your own time, not mine. I mean, they pay me a lot of money to do this. So, I mean, you're not bothering me, I promise you.
The list of silly fights, we could add this to it.
Fight, 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 fight.
Bernstein.
Can loops.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
I don't know why I get such a kick out of him doing that. I don't really care about them one way or the other, but I don't know who they are either. I'm with him. I'm like the Pope. I don't know who those people are. You know. They give initials. You, Dan Bernstein, you know who they are. You're not a big CBS shooter.
Really, yeah, but I'm usually not listening because as soon as we go to break, we're doing stuff.
You know,
I'm returning emails or I'm checking Twitter or we're out in the hallway where your Mitch is in here. There's always stuff going on. I never hear it.
Rome, I listen to Rome. It depends on the time of the day, but early on, not really. And some of them are appointment because they're so bad.
Right. Usually we'll go back if somebody says, "Oh, you got to listen." Then occasionally we'll go back. Listen, but that's not why you called, because we have something very important right here. That apparently Jim Tomsula was speaking to a group of high school football players. He was the guest of honor, and he gave a speech, and he talked about all the typical things, and then he veered off a bit as he described something that, I guess, how should I put this?
Yeah.
A recreational activity that he takes advantage of as a father. And this is what he describes, and this is what he told this particular gathering of high school players.
The only games I pay to go to are high school football games. And what we do, I used to do it with my daughters. Now I'll be doing it with my son. On home games on Friday night, we get in the car and we look for lights. Don't know where we're going. I'm not for, I'm out here 9 years now, but I'm from the East Coast. So we just get in the car. We look for lights, wherever those lights are. We start at about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Sometimes we're a little late. I got to work. And then and we find a field. We go to the game. We get out, and we go to the snack bar, and that's dinner. And we watch high school football, okay? And we'll find out where I usually know one team that's playing because it usually says it on the school or the stadium. And then we figure out who they're playing against. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. You are playing the game at its greatest time. High school football. Friday night football. That is just an absolutely perfect time. And enjoy the heck out of it.
Thanks, Dad.
Welcome to a brain injury. Come on down. Let's go here. What are you waiting for?
Your daughters every Friday?
Find a snack bar. Yeah,
Dad, can we not go this time, Dad?
Oh my God, I get in the car and look for lights.
What we do on Friday night, we get in the car and we look for lights.
That's what I do. It's like I have a twin.
If you end up driving in oncoming traffic, there's lights. Oh, boy.
I mean, because at the time, what the greatest thing ever is football at a
seriously
party in high school.
Your daughters? Come on, man.
Yeah,
seriously?
Well, if they look like him, maybe they don't have anything else to do.
Hey, do you want to come to a party? Oh, we can't. Why? We're going to go look for lights.
And they drive around.
We got to go drive around randomly looking for lights.
Wouldn't you always kind of go like to the same place? Isn't that, wouldn't it? If you found the lights once, would it make, because it's, the, right? Would you just kind of go back to the lights then?
Same lights?
I mean, you.
He's a moth.
How many times are you going to look for lights? I mean, the first
night. What we do on Friday night, we get in the car and we look for lights. Don't know where we're going.
Dude, come on, man.
You are playing the game at its greatest time.
Greatest time.
High school football.
That ain't true!
Boy.
And your developing brains can be even more easily destroyed.
And meanwhile, the Pop Warner numbers continue to dwindle.
That's serious. Dad, it's Friday night, and we kind of want to go out with our friends.
Get in the
car! No, get in the car. We got to go. We don't know where we're going. We got to go look for lights.
Look for lights.
They're going to go look for lights.
And lice.
John Heyman of CBS is reporting the Phillies are in serious talks on Jonathan Papelbon with the Nationals.
But he wants to close only, right? He
quotes others as saying that they are closing in.
Closing in.
That Jonathan Papelbon might be a nasty gnat.
Ooh.
See, I keep thinking, looking at this Cubs bullpen, I'm starting to get indigestion thinking about Cubs bullpen issues.
Yeah.
I don't like the way this is trending. Yeah. No, they have them. It's not good.
Mott is not. He's going to get in the car and look for lights.
Get in the car, girls.
And take Jason Mott with you. See if he can find some lights.
Raphael Soriano, go drive around and look for lights.
He called shotgun. Was in the front of them. Please, take them all. Go find some lights. I'm with him on that. Oh, God. And they're irpy.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport says there's a report from Judy Batista that both Tom Brady and the NFL, they're moving close to a settlement that would result in a one-game suspension, but Brady wanted the records sealed, and the NFL wouldn't do that. I hate this story.
Even if he did, it's still a non-story. Tom, let it go. Take the one game then. That's what I thought it was going to be all along. Just let it go. What are they going to do? Oh, are you criminal? You could tell if you could feel those footballs a million times. You'd never tell what was missed. Never.
Nope.
I mean, unless there's something else in there you don't want us to know about. I don't think so, though. You know, he's pretty reliable in terms of, you don't see him out. You know, he goes with his buddies. They get at the plane after the season's over, and they went around with the Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him. He's not sitting down there in Vegas playing cards. You know, he's not right. He's not a jet setter. He's not running around the world gambling and chasing, and he's just not. That I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anything about Tom Brady?
No.
No.
Then why are you assuming that the gambling is a big part of this?
I'm not. I'm just saying that it's been in the news a lot lately with somebody else who likes to gamble a lot and peed off a very fine-looking woman.
Yeah.
After 10 years of it. I mean, but again, if you did your homework, you knew that was that the way 10 years ago.
Right.
So I think it's not so much the gambling, it's what goes with it that troubles her.
But we don't know that that's an issue with Tom Brady.
No, I don't think it is. I think he's a pretty straight arrow about this stuff. I don't see much about him at all.
So you think him wanting the record sealed strictly has to do with the facts of this case?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't, you know, unless like you say, there's something in those old emails that we don't know about. Look, maybe he's in a place where probably they're not, you know, nobody in Boston is that eager to take him on anyway. If he's doing something, maybe they wouldn't be interested in. I don't know. But all I know is that for a guy that's played as long as he has, been as many big events as he has, and been part of pop culture forever, He's not really a guy that's much of interest, is he?
Yeah, we've got Eldon Ham coming up next to help figure out some of this stuff. But I like what the 630 says about Jim Domsula. He's been there 9 years and he still doesn't know where he's going.
No, he's looking for lights.
No, he doesn't, because it's believable with this guy. He's going to be our best radio friend this year before he's let go unceremoniously and humanely destroyed. You have the score.
Cubs manager Joe Madden talked with the Spiegel and Goff show today.
This rough stretch just before the deadline, you get a fan base that starts to freak out.
They should freak out at the appropriate moments.
You have given Cubs fans freedom to freak out as they need
question.
To.
Okay. Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. That's part of being a fan. You got to freak out once.
Freak out!
Don't miss Joe Madden live every Tuesday at noon with the Spiegel and Goff Show. Only on Sports Radio.